Pause recording. 59 minutes. Time remaining.
Hello, Audio Boo. This is Commodore 73 here, and very strange. I just started recording this, Boo, and everything crashed all of a sudden, and I don't even know. It's not even in my drafts, so I'll start over. Today is the 17th day of March, the 17th day of marching on St. Patrick's Day. Yay! Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. As a very, very great enthusiast and lover of the Celtic culture, I am very, very happy that my 8th wedding anniversary, well, every wedding anniversary, is going to be on St. Patrick's Day, because that's when we got married. We didn't set out to deliberately do that, but as soon as we saw that it was kind of heading towards those dates, we aimed for that because of our great love of Celtic culture. So happy St. Patrick's Day, Ireland, and happy anniversary to the love of my life, Jeff, and thank you for 8 wonderful, wonderful years of being married and almost 10 years of actually being together. Here's to about a gazillion more years and then some. This is not what I want to talk about, though, today on my marching on Boo. Only because, I mean, I had a very nice day today, but I've been thinking about something. I just had a shower, and I was just kind of, shower sometimes is when I think. Yes, you're right, I don't think at any other time. No, I do, but it's kind of a reflective time for me. The water kind of soothes, and I started to think. And this isn't, from the title you might think this is a political boo, but it's not really. It's more like a personal, emotional, philosophical kind of reflection on things. Today, we had general elections here in Israel. The exit polls have been out for an hour, and now they're starting to count the real, what they call the real votes. There are still a lot of uncertainty and a lot of ifs, ands, and buts. It's not clear. Unfortunately, it does look like we might be stuck with the same prime minister, which makes me extremely sad. Something that makes me happy is that the party I voted for actually got into parliament, because there was some concern whether, you know, the far left has enough votes, but we do. So thank goodness for that. But this is not what I was going to talk about either. I wanted to talk about something that I heard actually on the way back from voting, and kind of thought about that in the shower. As we were walking back from voting, it's all kind of like in walking distance here in the community center, there was a couple. They were obviously married. I think they had a child with them. And they were obviously on very, very, very polar opposite sides of the political map. And they were arguing. And it was not nice. It wasn't nice. And the woman said, you know, I'd like to talk to you about something like, I'd like to talk to you about politics, but we obviously can't, you know, so let's not talk about politics, you know, because you can't, all you do is ruin everything and attack, and you don't know how to have a conversation, so let's not talk about politics. Now, I know that I know that politics might not touch everybody's life in other countries as it does here in Israel, because here it's sometimes a matter of life and death, quite literally. But, you know, a lot of us have some kind of leaning, some kind of political view, even if it's not very clear. Even those of us who don't like politics are a bit, you know, one way or the other. But my question is this: how would you feel, how would you cope, what would you do if your partner, if you had a partner that was on a complete opposite side from you on the political map, it doesn't matter if you're left or right, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, religious or, you know, non-religious, it doesn't matter which side you're on, I'm just asking, envision this. Would you even be able to deal with that? And how would you, I think here in Israel, this kind of thing would probably have more effect on a household because it's such an everyday thing. But it's not, you know, some of you are politically aware, quite politically aware. And I'm just curious as to what people would do, because I thought, what would I do? Luckily, I am married to someone who was, of very similar opinions to me. We're both on the kind of left side of the political map. And that's very nice. And, well, that's very good. But, and I highly approve of this. But, how would it be if my partner was on, the other side of the political map? What do you think it would be like? Is it good to say, is it healthy to say, okay, let's agree to never discuss politics, thus putting some kind of a taboo on a certain subject and never discussing it with the person you're supposed to be closest to? How do you prevent yourself from getting into really bad arguments? Like this couple was having, this was getting personal, and they were both getting very upset. And this is, and I was thinking, gosh, guys, is it worth it? But to some people, politics is very important.
But the other thing is...
Oh, hello, also, I didn't know you were here.
Sorry. The other thing also is that if you're so far apart on, who you should vote for, then you would think that you'd be a fair way apart on a whole lot of other issues.
Not necessarily. I'm not even going there. I'm asking a very specific question.
All right.
What would it be like if you were compatible on everything else? You had a great relationship, as long as you didn't, in politics, you just can't, you come from completely different principles of life. I mean, I might agree that it might mean that you're incompatible with other things as well, but I'm not even going there. I'm not even going there. Because I know there are quite a few couples that seem to have a very good marriage and... and here is where they hit a problem. What would it be like? What would you do? Would you just avoid talking to your partner about politics altogether? Would you agree to discuss it in some kind of way? Would you say, look, you're the closest person to me, so I'm going to tell you what I think, and no matter what happens, you can tell me what you think, and if we get into a fight, we get into a fight. What would you do?
I think it sets a very bad precedent to declare certain subjects off limits or to choose not to talk about them because once you start not talking about something, then it's easy for that to progress to not talking about other things. Not talking about something is seen as a solution. I think that if a relationship is going to last, you have to be able to talk about things that you disagree on without getting to the point where it's, like full-on fighting.
I agree. I agree that, a couple should talk about everything and that you could share your political opinions with your partner. Even if you know they're not, you're never going to convince them and they're never going to convince you. But how do you prevent it from escalating to... Because some people feel very strongly about this.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on polar opposites.
Yeah, but...
What do you do?
Well, I don't know. I would think that if you get to the point where you actually, get abusive to each other because of your difference in political opinions... That says more about the relationship than it does about politics, because if you respect someone, you're not going to start abusing them, I think.
Well, I don't know that that he was necessarily abusing her.
No, I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying...
sometimes political discussions, especially in this part of the world, can get very heated and people can take it personally. Now, I have, you know, a lot of friends, not a lot of friends, but quite a few friends. Most of them are people who are not as far left as I am. But they are not really, really, it's hard for me to be friends with someone who is,
a long way to the right,
but I do have some friends like that. And some, when they start doing that, you know, I think with friends, it could be a bit easier not to talk about something.
Yes, I agree.
To say, you know what, mate? We're just not going to agree on this, and I love you too much. You're my friend. Let's just forget that one. Let's just put that one to rest.
Yes, I agree with that. But the relationship is different, though.
Yeah. And so what would you do?
I think that if discussing a subject caused us to have major arguments, then I would be wanting to find out why, like, to the point where it's really damaging. Then I would at least would want to look at why we get to the point when discussing anything that, you know, that gets, when discussing anything gets to that point. If we're in a committed relationship, we should be able to discuss anything without it getting to the point of being really heated.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about you and me. I'm talking about, you know how people get about politics over here.
Yes, I do know how people get about politics.
And they talk about it like it's life and death, and then they can be best friends about other things.
Yeah.
So...
But I don't think not talking about it is a solution, really. If you're in a relationship... If you're in friendship, sure, I think it's a good option. You know, to say never discuss religion, politics, or sex, you know.
Yeah, I love discussing all of these things.
Yeah, exactly.
So I actually do discuss them.
But, yeah, and with a lot of people you can, even if you don't hold exactly the same views. But I think that when you're in a committed relationship that you plan to be forever... choosing not to talk about something is a very drastic step, and I would want to explore other options. If discussing a particular subject, whether it be politics or anything else, gets to the point where the arguments are so bad that it's better to consider not talking about it, then I would hope that the people concerned would look at why they get to that stage.
I guess it's the same thing if one of the people in the relationship is a very religious person and the other one really isn't.
Mm.
Again,
I'm
it's
looking
kind
all
of
the practical
same.
Issues involved.
Overlooking all of that.
Mm.
But, you know, one person is a very devout person, whatever, and the other person is like me. You know, going like, you know, don't start with that. So, what would you do then? Like, is it possible to have a relationship with someone?
I think you need to have some common ground in a relationship. And if you're absolute polar opposites, I do question how long.
Yeah, but everything else is great.
Well, if everything else is great, then I think... the thing about religion... the thing about religion is that it, at least in theory, it should be able to be a very personal thing. And I suppose politics is too.
Yeah.
And maybe
you show your opinion at the, you know, at the poll.
Yeah, and it did occur to me when I saw this, you know, couple and you told me what they'd said, I thought, well, maybe it would have been better if they'd gone to vote separately rather than
That's a good idea.
Rather than go together when they know that it's going to be a point of friction.
Okay, there's
a good practical solution.
It's
not saying never talk about politics, but you might want to choose what you discuss, because if politics is going to be a source of friction, then maybe limiting discussion of it, not ruling it out altogether, because I think you do need to talk about these things, but maybe limiting discussion on a subject that is going to be a source of friction is probably a good idea.
And then when you have, you know, if you have children or adopt children or whatever, then what? What kind of values? I mean, we, each of us form, you know, we all form our political opinions, but I have to say that at least some of the value, some of it is influenced by the kind of values that we kind of see from our parents.
Of course.
So if your parents are complete opposites, and I thought you said that your parents were.
Well, see, this is the thing. I didn't really understand my dad's politics as much as my mum's, because it didn't make much sense. But I think, see, they were able to discuss politics. It wasn't so, you know, and they were both very interested in politics. So they could talk about politics without necessarily bringing their views into it too much. And also, I mean, I don't know whether Dad always voted Conservative. Mum would know this better than I would. But I do remember one particular election when Mum was going to vote for Labour and Dad was going to vote for the Liberal National Coalition. And I don't know if that was always the case, but it was like, well, this is going to be what it is. And
but I think it's a good... I think you have a point. You know, if politics is a source of friction and division and stuff, maybe you should do political things separately. I think that's a really sensible thing.
Well, I think
you know, you can go to the poll first and then I'll go. We don't have to go together.
And I think using the religion analogy is a good one, because you could have a coupling of people with different religions, or one being religious and one not. And as long as there's space in the relationship for each person to pursue their own religious beliefs or lack of them, then it really ought not to be too much of a problem.
You know, when I start seeing a problem is, I think people can have completely opposite opinions on something, as long as they remember to respect
the other person. Exactly.
and his or her opinions. It doesn't matter. And I think the problems start when there's disrespect.
Mm.
When someone says, oh, is that what you think? Well, then you're stupid.
Mm.
You know, that's really stupid. You think, you know, you're voting for them.
Yeah,
you're dumb.
You try to invalidate the other person's opinion.
Or even if the other person knows that you don't mean it personally. But instead of saying that, you could say, okay, well, I would never vote that. But you know what? All right. And I think that's the key. I think the key is really to kind of, I mean, when I came on here to ask this question, it's not like I had any answers. I'm kind of like discussing it and thinking about it at the same time.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. I think separating the things, you know, not going to the poll together and saying, okay, well, my wife and I really don't agree in politics, but you know, she's entitled to that, and I respect her for her opinions, because no matter what, even though her opinions are my husband or whatever, or my partner, or my boyfriend, or my girlfriend, you know, it doesn't matter, because, you know, he or she formed their opinions, they've given it a lot of thought, you know, and they see it in a different light, and I can't see it that way, but fair enough, you know.
And that may include, you know, if discussing things politically between them really is not an option, then maybe each person, if they feel the need to discuss politics, should find other groups of people with whom they can have these kinds of discussions.
Yeah, but on a night like this, let's say, when the TV is on and almost everyone, you know, it's not here, but everybody's watching.
Oh, it's extremely quiet outside.
Everybody's at home watching the results.
Yeah.
And, you know, emotions are going to run high. Some people are going to be happy. Some people are going to be disappointed.
Mm.
Some people are going to be angry.
Yes, it's a difficult
life. And if they live in the same house, You know, what do? You watch it separately? You spend this time to get it separately?
I think it really depends on what the consequences are of discussing politics. If you can discuss it, like you say, in a way where you have respect for the other person's opinion, then it could well be okay. The question is, you know, for this particular couple, if discussing it at all is something that they're worried about, then maybe that's what they should do. And it's a bit of a sad thing to say, but I think it's sad to think that you have a relationship where one particular subject has to be completely off limits because it's not possible to have a discussion about it without it getting nasty.
Yeah.
That, you know, I really worry about the health of the relationship.
Yeah. Generally. Yeah. Yeah. It is a concern. But I was just, I don't have any answers. I was just kind of, it made me think. So I thought I'd come on here and discuss it. I'd like to hear your opinions if you're interested in the subject. It really doesn't matter. You don't have to really be interested in the subject of politics or anything like that. But, you know, think about
if you're
fans of very opposite, you know, rival football teams or whatever teams. Or if you're, I mean, that's a bit less. But to some people, sports is... You know, just they're passionate about sports, just as other people are passionate about religion and about politics.
Usually, I find that most people have strong views on some political issues, even if they're not really into politics. Things like gay marriage or, any kind of nationalistic.
Same sex marriage, please, not gay marriage.
Yeah, same sex marriage.
Yes.
You know, things like. To use as an example, things like the Scottish referendum last year, or climate change, or any of these kind of issues. Big issues that come up in politics, even if you're not interested in politics per se. There are issues that divide people.
Yeah, I mean, what if you were like a Scottish national voter, you know, married to or in a relationship with someone who's like a UKIP voter, or, well, not UKIP, but, you know, UKIP is probably not a good example. I'm not very good at UK politics, but something very, very, you know, English as opposed to anything else. I don't know. Or a Republican in the States and someone who's almost a socialist or whatever, or Democrat. Someone who is pro-choice and someone who is anti-choice, abortion stuff, you know. You notice that I don't use the phrase pro-life, so you probably can draw the conclusions what I think of that. But, you know, those kinds of things. Would you be able to live with someone who is completely opposite to you on these kinds of issues? So if you want to discuss this, I'd be happy to, just to hear what you guys have to say. And it's going to be a long night tonight. But let's hope for good things. And thanks for listening. And thanks to people. I've got quite a few anniversary wishes from people, so thank you very much for them. And we'll speak soon. Thank you.
Pause recording. 36 minutes. Pause recording. Button.